Good to see everybody here, and this part for us is a cool time of year with the close of minicamp. And so I know the big topic, is regarding Julio, and I think that's one of the ones that I'll hit with you today for sure. You guys know how I am in terms of conversation, staying private, and I don't have any answers for you today. And we're right in the middle of those conversations with Julio and the team. So when we do have answers, you'll certainly have some. But I know that's your job and you want them. I just don't have any to share with you today. Much like most of the players, the conversations that we have, we keep private. One thing I am really pumped that you guys got a chance to see today was, one, a chance at the rookies. And I think this class has a chance to be an excellent one. I hope you felt their speed and their intent. And as a class, I've been really encouraged about the work that they've put into this time. And the second piece, I hope you felt the team speed from the guys today and the improvement they've made. I thought a number of guys have thrown a hell of an offseason. Way back when they arrived, we threw a point of attack tape together for every player. And over those 8 or 9 weeks, to say, okay, how can we, take on one or two things with your game and see if we can put some improvement to that? Well, that's kind of the culmination of that piece right now. Where are we at in that development, and where are we at with that piece? And I'm glad to open it up to your questions, but I wanted to make sure I hit on the first topic regarding who and the team and what you got to see today.
Coach, is it your understanding this is about his contract situation, and will he be fined for missing today?
Well, the conversations regarding fines, that'll be between Julio and Thomas and myself. Those conversations with all players stay private. I certainly thought that he would be here today led, but he was not. So, like I said, we've had those conversations past that, and sometimes football and business intersect, and that's okay, and that happens a lot. And but as far as details with it, I'm going to choose to keep the conversations from a player side and my side between us. I know you're looking for the answers on that. I just don't have any to share with you today, and I know Thomas, gave you a statement with that last night as well, but I wanted to make sure I was clear on that.
Football-wise, though, not having your main weapon here when Coach Sarkisian said he's trying to put in new tweaks and stuff.
Right.
Does that just make your window shorter when he does? Or
the good news is, and I recognize that for sure. It's always good when you get everybody together. The good news is that I know that he and Matt get chances to work together, and not just with him, but with the other receivers as well. So I know that's taking place now and this summer. So that's something that they always do and will continue to do this summer as well.
Coach, to speak on one of the rookies, Dejan Sanat, what kind of relationship has he built with Grady Jarrett so far, and how important do you think those two guys really linking up as early as possible and getting on the same page?
Yeah, for all the guys, there's 33, guys who are rookies in this class. And so all of them have a mentor that's kind of helping them along. Not all of them are at the same position, but for Grady specifically to kind of take, Sanat along with him and coach him up on some of the things that may have jammed him up in the past. So just a few years ago, he walked this same path, and he had some excellent mentors between Babineau and Tyson that could model that as well. So now it's his turn to pay that forward. I also see that with Deion Jones, and guys like Paul Warlow helped take him in and helped him develop, and now is Deion's, role to help bring up the next crew. So as a coach, you can imagine how happy I am to see those relationships take place, because those are the meaningful relationships that help a guy's career get off to the right start when they have somebody supporting them behind them. So I think Grady and Deidre's one example of that. But if you watch over the weekend, you'll see more of that taking place on the field.
When did you know Julio wasn't going to come?
Yesterday. Like I said, a conversation between he and I that I'll keep with it. But, I found out that he wasn't going to be here yesterday.
Coach, you're a guy who spends all summer talking about sweating together and embracing the suck. Is it bad for brotherhood for him to decide he doesn't need to be here?
No, I recognize the question for sure. But, do we want everybody here all the time? Like, hell yeah, like all the time. Like, that's what's so much fun about being part of a team. But I'd say if you ask to a man, the guy's a hell of a teammate. And his time spent here, the way he mentors people, how hard he plays, there is plenty of brotherhood in Julio.
Coach, how did Logan Paulson, Brandon Fusco, and Justin Bethel, the guys you picked up in free agency, how was their offseason?
Well, we really tried to make sure we could feature them in the roles of the things that, when we brought them in here so they could be at their best. So that's the first thing that we tried. We put Brandon right in at right guard, and fortunately, part of the system that he's been a part of, he was able to acclimate pretty quickly. Although you know, for a lineman, it's more difficult to evaluate in this time. What you do see is his length as a pass protector, his long arms and get in front of guys easily. That part really came through like a veteran should. As far as the other two, for Logan, I've been as impressed on the field as I have behind the scenes with him and the impact that he's made on Hoop and on Saab. He's really gritty, really strong, you know, on the end of the line, and that's really what we're going to try and feature him in the most. And then the last part would be with Justin. And on the outside, we're trying to feature him in all the ways that he's been so good as a special teams player. We're going to bring some guys along with him. And Gage would certainly be one that we see who has that kind of ability to bring along with him. And then at corner, you know, teaching our system how we play. But he's been a good addition. And all three of those, it helps knowing what they're coming into. And we try to be really clear on the role that we're envisioning for them being part of the club.
And then at the beginning of practice, I saw Desmond Trufant catching passes from the quarterbacks with Muhammad Sanu. Mo kind of mentioned that was something new you guys were trying. What was behind that?
More than anything, just one of the points of emphasis for True was going to be every chance we could get, you know, from a ball, hawking ball, you know, mindset. And so by him doing that and being around those guys, catching different angles, so often, like playing DB or receiver, it's not about the catch that's, you know, right in front of you. It's the one that's behind or low. So Mo is one of the very best at, like, putting his body in a certain spot, practicing the catch, you know, 1 inch off the ground, catching the one that's behind him. So examples like that to provide to True. As a DB, very few would come right to him. He has to be in the same way to go and extend to make a catch.
Dan, all summer, Blue has been working out with Terrell Owens. He's with him again today. What are your thoughts on him working out with T.O.?
Yeah, I would say two of the, like, the hardest working athletes that I've seen. So my first year, actually, in the NFL was at the San Francisco 49ers when T.O. was there. And so one of the remarkable things I can remember from 18 years ago of watching him was the way that he finished plays. And so it might have been a 6-yard pass that ended up a 76-yard pass based on the way that he finished. And that's like one thing that, like, stuck out to me forever. Like, the physical side, you know, like the gift side, that part, you know, you could see easily. But the side of the work ethic that goes in, and that part, I know, I've certainly seen the video of those two guys working out some together. It's nothing short of really impressive.
Is there something T.O. you think can teach
you? I don't know about that. You know, like, sometimes the, you know, at his position, he's been so successful, and they're both in a similar body type. So maybe, you know, that'd be a good question for him. I don't want to answer on their behalf, but maybe that could be something that the 5'9 player couldn't share that the 6'3 player could, but I haven't asked in our conversation together what specifically they're working on. Julio had a real clear vision of the things that he wanted to improve on, and so that part I know that has been a big emphasis for him this offseason.
Dan, when you come out and say, it looked like you were spending a lot more time with the receivers today when we were not shooting stuff up. Was that an emphasis for you today?
It was for me. We were really focusing on a couple of specific routes. And so we really wanted to challenge one another at the very top end of our speed, at the top end of that, what it looked like and how fast you could go from full speed into a complete stop to try to break somebody off. So one of the times in the meeting, it was one of the things we challenged each other on today, and then I wanted to follow up on it on the practice field today.
When you come out and say that you expect a guy to do something and that guy doesn't follow through, are you disappointed?
I would say sometimes circumstances change, and as long as players communicate with me on why circumstances change, then I never am disappointed. As long as the communication with me is very clear, whether you're talking about in the case of Julio, which I doubt that you are, it's a rare, but any player, I would say, as long as the lines of communication between player and coach are open, then I'm pretty clear on things. The things that jam me up are when people don't communicate. That's true in most relationships, most, you know, whether it's teammate to coach, coach to teammate, you know, husband, wife, you know, communication, when it's good communication, usually works out just fine.
So last question, so without going into specifics, though, you are happy with the level of communication between you guys?
That's correct.
All right, thank you, everyone. Appreciate
all right, you guys have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow.